Thanks for joining us here on WPR News. We're going to turn our attention to highway maintenance systems here in our state. For over 100 years, we've had a very unique system. Counties are responsible for maintaining their local roadways. Also, the state highways and the interstates within their counties. So Wisconsin's 72 counties maintain, I think it's something like almost 20,000 miles of county trunk highway system and almost 12,000 miles of state trunk highway systems, as well as the interstates. And we're going to be talking about this today with our guest, how our winter roads are plowed and salted statewide, some issues relating to that. Robbie Krejci is our guest. Robbie is the Highway Commissioner for St. Croix County and President of the Wisconsin County Highway Association. So what do you want to know about how snowplow drivers respond to storms? How well are the county and state highways you drive maintained? Give us a call. The number, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you could email to talk@wpr.org. Robbie Krejci, welcome. Thank you for taking time to be with us today.
I really appreciate the opportunity to be on here today and talk to you about this very interesting topic and pertinent this time of year.
Very pertinent. And you're president of the Wisconsin County Highway Association, and it's a nonprofit. What does it do?
We are the group of counties that often advocate for safety, whether it's highway-related or topics in and around our transportation system that make Wisconsin vibrant. So we are the advocates on the county side.
And you're the County Highway Commissioner for St. Croix County. What does that job entail in West Central St. Croix County?
Well, it's busy. We're a growing county. We are the first county in from Minneapolis. So we are, you know, what I would say my role is to manage the transportation system within St. Croix. And we're meeting the needs of both our businesses and our residents within the county.
Talk about what goes on throughout Wisconsin. We got local county highway departments maintaining the state highways. How does this work?
We are unique in Wisconsin. We're one of the only. The state of Michigan has done a few pilots now where they're looking at our system and maybe trying to copy it. But we're unique in that the Wisconsin Department of Transportation contracts with each county in Wisconsin to do maintenance. It's routine maintenance on the state highway and interstate system within those county boundaries.
And it's been going on for 100 years.
Yeah, over 100 years, I believe. So it's great. We know the system. We know the weak points in the system, and we're poised and ready to provide service. We also provide that duplication in which we're already maintaining our county system. And in some cases, we partner with our other locals, the cities and villages and towns within our county. So we're often best suited to provide that service locally.
Good question from Vern in Boyd, Wisconsin. Vern, what's on your mind?
Yeah, so we are the world here in County Road G, okay? And it's in eastern Eau Claire County. Some of the roads are good ice, and I had four shutters and two caps on. So I slipped and fell. So how do you get them to sand and salt? You call the school, you call the post office, and they call the county highway department. And guess what? They're going to sand and salt the road. Otherwise, they wouldn't.
Well, okay, so Vern's in a situation where there was a little slippery on his road, so he calls gets a hold of the county, and the county is sending somebody to salt or sand his road. Is that something that often happens?
Those calls happen every day, especially in our active winter conditions like we've had in our area here locally. Our workplace is not too far from Boyd, so we've had an active winter so far this year, and that's pretty typical where we are outperforming that routine maintenance, but often we have to go back and hit those spots. You know, your average plow operator is taking care of approximately 50 miles of road, so it may take a significant amount of time, especially if we have some pretty adverse conditions for that operator to make it all the way around their section or route. So we often respond and we take calls and try to target specific areas. A lot of our operators have been on their section beat for many years, so they're often one step ahead. They know the curve that always gets icy because it's shaded. They know the hill that gets slippery. So those operators provide tremendous service in some really difficult conditions.
You know, that makes sense to me as you were saying that. I was thinking, well, maybe this is why we do county by county. If you're using the same men and women operating within a particular county, they get to know those kinds of things that you're talking about, those kinds of potential issues.
I can share a unique story there. There was a former operator in our department that, depending on the day of the week, and what I mean by that is if school was in session or not, he would do his route differently based on where the priority was for that day. And that comes with experience and operating on that route for a long period of time, knowing where he or she needs to get first and where are the priorities, even based on the day. So it's a great opportunity for us to provide that good service.
Yeah, that's a great system. You do other kinds of maintenance work as well, do you not? You know, maybe potholes or things like that?
Yes, we do all the routine maintenance on the state system as well. And when I say routine maintenance, it's from filling potholes to filling the cracks and doing those other system-wide maintenance things that don't involve reconstruction on, you know, reconstruction or repaving on the state system. Those are done by our contracting partners, but we do all the routine stuff. So it is not uncommon to see us out mowing the ditch on a state highway or filling a pothole on the interstate. Those are roles we fill for the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah. John in Baronet has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, John. Thanks for calling.
You bet. Great show. I was just listening to your guest there from St. Croix County, and I live in Barron County right next door. And I work in Turtle Lake and live in Baronet. It's about a 19-mile trip. And the last snowstorm we had, which was a beauty, I don't know what we got, 6-8 inches of snow or something, all the way from Turtle Lake to Baronet, about 19 miles, there was never a sign that a plow truck had been up and down that highway. I drive a little Ford Focus, and I was literally scraping the belly. I couldn't get up to speed because the belly of the car was scraping the snow all the way home. So,
yeah, point. Well, what do you think, Robbie?
Well, and it depends. So that's a unique comment because whether you're driving on, it's important to understand the distinctions. So the towns or cities and villages have jurisdiction over their roads, so they make a decision of when and how they're going to plow. The county highways are the same for the counties in the state. They really dictate how they want us to do maintenance. A great example, I-94, the main thoroughfare, high traffic, we're going to have 24 hours of service. If it's snowing or there's inclement weather or there's any reason that for us to be out there, we're going to be out there. As you drop down in traffic volume, and what I mean by that, the less cars per day, the state looks, and so do the locals, look and say, well, we're going to provide service from, say, 10 p.m., or excuse me, from 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. We're going to get you to work in the morning. We're going to get you safely home at night. And then just for pure level of service, we need to let our operators rest. They're going to rest from, say, 10 p.m. to 3:30 a.m., and then we're going to be back out on the road the next day trying to get you to work again. So depending on where you're driving and what road you're driving on, you might see a variance in the level of service. So if you start out on your town road and it hasn't been plowed, you get to the county road, which is starts to carry more traffic. We may have been out at 2 a.m. and already have plowed it, and you get to the interstate, and it's going to be bare. And that's just understanding the level of service on those different roads.
Yeah, that makes some sense. I was just thinking of a different situation, but City of Madison now, the last big snowfall, the main thoroughfares in the city were, that's where they concentrated because there was a lot of snow coming a lot of times, and people were told, well, look, your street's probably not going to get plowed, because we need to keep the main thoroughfares open. And I guess it's kind of the same way, in a way, with what you guys are doing out in the counties.
Exactly. And I think that's a great reference where some of those lower volume residential streets lose a little priority. I'll give you a great example. On a normal snowstorm, we'll put five trucks on our portion of I-94 in St. Croix County. We've had snowstorms where we've had up to 12 trucks out there trying to keep the interstate open. Well, that pulls resources from other highways that just to keep the main open was our priority so traffic could flow through. It's always difficult, but it's establishing priorities, and that's we try to base that on traffic safety, where the most volume of traffic is moving. And yes, some of those residential streets once in a while, especially in your cities and villages, can get done last. And unfortunately, someone has to be plowed first and someone has to be plowed last.
Oh, boy. Well, I tell you what, we're talking today with Robbie Krejci, who is the St. Croix County Highway Commissioner and president of the Wisconsin County Highway Association. Question about what's going on maybe in your county, or maybe you just have a general question about how the system works. I hope you'll join in. The number is 800-642-1234. You can email to talk@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Tomorrow on the show, we'll talk about Christmas movies with film critic Jameson Rabbit. And then at noon, Santa Claus and Elf Jingle make their annual visit to the Larry Mueller Show. And Santa, we take calls from youngsters from all over, in and out of the state. We've had many calls from even outside the state. But if you have a child or some grandchildren visiting, or just maybe some friends visiting with kids, have them call the show tomorrow afternoon and tell Santa what they want for Christmas. This show is always a lot of fun for me. I think we've been doing it 30 years or so, and it's Santa's and Elf Jingle are really good at it. and it's always a lot of fun. But right now, we're taking your questions and comments about our state, Wisconsin County Highway Association Commissioner and President Robbie Krejci with us today. And we'll turn to Perry in Oconto. Perry, what's on your mind?
Yes. Is there any training that the operators or the supervisors go through as how much salt do they actually need to put down? I know that Larry had a lady biologist on last year talking about putting down salt and how it gets into the waterways and the lakes and streams. And there was a fellow from Eau Claire that did very similar to what you did. And he had mentioned how little salt is actually needed. In Oconto, we usually have our roads salted so it looks like snow's still on there.
In other words, a lot of salt. This whole question of salt is an interesting one, Robbie. Comment on what goes into figuring out this whole system.
And we work very hard to reduce the amount of salt we use on the roadways. This has been something, as a state, we've taken very serious. The counties do a lot in training together. We don't try to recreate the wheel, and we try to learn from one another. We typically, in the past, if you looked at WSDOT guidance, what they would say is they would like to see 300 pounds per lane mile of highway as a maximum consumption of salt. But what I'll tell you is it really depends on the storm. And what we have really worked hard at is introducing new techniques across the state. And there's been counties across the state, and I always like to call out a couple in particular. Jefferson County, Wisconsin has really been on the leading edge of this as well, of brine utilization. And brine is a fancy word for salt water. We're mixing 2.2 pounds of salt per gallon of water. And what we found is with that chemical reaction, suspending it in brine, we're getting much more of that to stay on the road. If you're just spreading dry salt, you'll lose only about 40% of that stays on the road if you're going 30 miles an hour as the plow moves along the road. So we've really focused our energy on getting that material to where it needs to be and keeping it where it is. When I started 25 years ago, we could buy a ton of salt for $30. The county I work with, it's over 100 at this point. So it's something we have devoted a lot of effort and resources into retooling how we do things. And our operators exercise great judgment. but every storm is a little different. Is it windy? Is the temperature below zero? Because what I can tell you, if it's below zero, we can put down salt, a lot of salt, and its effectiveness is minimized by the cold. So each storm is different. We don't have a set playbook across all 72 counties because we have to deal with that storm that's happening in our specific area.
Yeah, yeah. And there's some other things that have been tried. I know beet juice, for example, some counties were experimenting with that and some other things as well.
And that's what's been happening. The county just north of us in Polk originally worked with some of our dairy producers using cheese brine. And really what we're looking to capitalize out of that is that salinity, that salt content. How can we get salt content? The other thing we found through research is a small amount of sugar helps things stick to the road and helps in that chemical reaction with the salt to create heat, which melts the ice. So we're trying all kinds of different things to try to make our highways safer for our traveling public.
Yeah. Dan in Menominee Falls, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to state the fact that there was a recent accident in Waukesha County where a vehicle was following the plow too closely and wound up in front of the plow blade afterward. He was killed. And that's going to affect that plow driver for the rest of his life.
Yeah, vehicles following plows too closely, Robbie.
Something I can't speak strongly enough about. If you're out driving in a snowstorm, and we understand people have to move around and get to work, but give the plow room. There was a tragic accident in Waukesha recently, but it's happened all over the state. In the county I work for, has had an incident similar approximately 5 years ago. In 2021, 2022, that bad winter, we had 16 snowplows struck just in that winter, whether there were a couple head-ons as well as rear-end collisions with people either driving too fast for conditions or not in control of their vehicle. So it's something we ask and we beg of the public to be vigilant of a snowplow. We worked very hard with the Wisconsin legislature in the recent past to allow us to put green lights on our snowplows. What we really want is when you're coming up on us at night and you look ahead and you see that green light, that flashing, we're going to be going a lot slower than you on the highway or on other roads. We typically plow at 20 miles an hour between 20 and 30. So if you're going 40 to 50, you're going to gain on us very quickly. We want you to be able to identify that and just give us some room to work so you're safe in your car.
Yeah. Dan, thank you very much for calling. And I think Dan and Mosini has something that relates here.
Yeah, thanks, Larry. No, he kind of covered the topic, but I'm a former highway department worker. But I was wondering if the presenter, who's doing a great job, if he could talk a little bit and let people know the little tricks of the trade that the plow guys use when it comes to, like, shaded areas on roads that are going to freeze faster or refreeze, something like that, and I'll take the comments off the air.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Well, it's amazing. The plow operators in our state make it look easy. When the caller was referring to shaded areas, there's sections along a roadway where maybe the tree cover shades the sun, so you have a bare, wet road for the whole length, and all of a sudden you'll enter a corner and the tree is shading the corner, and we have ice. So what we'll do is we'll also have engaged in what we call anti-icing. So before the storm, if you see us out hitting our bridge decks, our corners, those shaded regions that the caller referred to, we tried to get a small amount of residual salt, as well as sometimes we'll add some trace chemicals like calcium or magnesium, depending where you are, to help that stick to the road. And that prevents that initial moisture or precipitation from sticking to the road and making it slick or dangerous. So we're trying to work in advance, and that's where that local experience really comes into play. Our operators do a tremendous job knowing where that drift's going to be, where there's going to be a bad spot on a corner, and that really aids in the public safety.
Yeah, I remember a guy who was involved with this very thing, a driver who said they used to, in a snow or sleet, to check for black ice. They would kind of touch the or rub their hand on the backside of the rearview mirror. or of the side mirror, excuse me. And is that something, Robbie, that you know about?
Yeah, I always joke, you're not from Wisconsin if you haven't fell down in a parking lot at some point, because the ice you can't see is the one that gets you. And the one I would refer to is bridge decks. I challenge your listeners, as they drive down the freeway this winter, often when you go over a bridge on the interstate and then look in the ditch on the other side, you'll see the marks where a car went into the ditch. And you could be driving down the freeway and the freeway is wet because of that insulation of the ground. You're going to go over the bridge where the air can cool the underside of the deck, and we get that flash freeze and black ice. The road becomes slippery. So always use caution around those bridge decks and your ramps on and off the freeway. They're great locations where that ice can form quickly.
Joe in Medford, what's on your mind?
Thanks, gentlemen. I'm curious to know a little bit about the backstory, the history of when and why large dead animals were not being removed anymore from the highways of Wisconsin. It seems like little animals they desiccate or are pulverized by cars over time, and more the large animals are left to sort of get disposed of the same way. I'm wondering why that's the case, why there's no longer an effort made to pick up these carcasses and get them off the highway. Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, that's a hot-button topic across the state. So I can assure you I've received that complaint many times in my career, but I think it was approximately 8 years ago the state switched to bidding this out to a private contractor for their deer pickup. So as an animal gets struck, you have to call your non-emergency dispatch number, report that deer in a location. It gets fed into the system. That system feeds it to the contractor that was the lowest bid to remove those deer from the state system. And then they're supposed to pick those up within 24 hours. Now, I certainly hear the complaints, and I live in it myself, that we often don't see that. Now, the contractor can refuse to pick that up if he deems it an unsafe area, or if it's on the inside lane of a four-lane highway, they won't pick it up. So we have a challenge as a county of how to mitigate those complaints, and often we get sent out way after the fact to try to mitigate some of that. But I hear your complaints, and we would love to see some improvements there as well.
Is the number, is that 511, or is that a different number that you call?
No, your non-emergency number goes to your county dispatch center, so it's just a non-emergency sheriff's response number that you should call and report your deer to.
Oh, you know what? I'm thinking that the 511 is WISDOT offering travel information, road conditions, and weather forecasts, which you can get by dialing 511, I believe.
Which is you are absolutely correct, and it's a great resource. It's also available online, and it's a good way to know before you go of road conditions in your area.
Yeah. Is black ice, Eric wants to know in an email, is it really different from regular ice, or is it just an excuse for people driving too fast for conditions on ice-covered roads? Is the problem the ice or the drivers?
Well, we often define black ice as that ice you can't see, right? It's clear, very translucent, so you can't see it as you approach it. Sometimes on road conditions, there is ice pack that you can see, and you're a little more cautious. But I'll give a great example, even on the freeway, if everyone's running down one lane, just the heat from tires can often create just enough heat to create some moisture, and it can refreeze, causing us to have to redo that maintenance along there just from that heat. So black ice is real. It's something that forms. It's very unpredictable, and it's very challenging.
Yeah. And as I mentioned the other day, I took one step off my porch and hit some black ice, and I think it was about a week and a half ago, and my shoulder's okay now, but my wrist still hurts.
Yeah, like I said, you are not from Wisconsin if you haven't fell down in a parking lot or in a sidewalk.
Oh. So what's in the last 30 seconds, what's your final charge to our drivers?
I just asked them to give our operators room. They're operating in some very difficult, low-visibility conditions, operating a big piece of equipment in and around traffic. Give them extra space. Plan ahead. Give yourself extra time to get to where you're going, and anticipate changing road conditions when you're driving.
Robbie, I hope you can come back and be with us again. This is a great half hour. Thank you so much. And we'll look forward to another visit, hopefully down the road.
I would express any time, and I thank you for the opportunity to talk about this, and I hope you have a great holiday season.
You as well, Robbie. Robbie Krejci is the Highway Commissioner for St. Croix County, President of the Wisconsin County Highway Association. Don't forget the chance to talk to Santa Claus tomorrow for your youngsters, whoever they may be, can call us tomorrow from noon to 1 and talk to Santa Claus and Elf Jingle. We're looking forward to that. Big thanks to everybody today. Of course, you for listening. And we got a team effort here. Claire Niper, Joel Patnod, technical directors Lee Rayburn and Jeff Robbins. Executive producer, Jill Nadeau. I'm Larry Mueller. And thank you for listening again. And stay with us. Lots more in store here on WPR News.